There were a few skeptics from the beginning. However, there were many people who believed the find was genuine. In fact, it was sufficiently credible to be entered into evidence at the famous Scopes monkey trial. At the time the find was reported, there were no dating techniques that could settle the question. It took almost 40 years to finally disprove the Piltdown fossil. In the 1940s, archaeologist Kenneth Oakley of the British Museum started tests of fluorine content. His studies indicated that the skull and jawbone were not the same age, and therefore did not go together. In fact, later studies indicated that the Piltdown skull was a medieval human cranium with a much younger orangutan jaw. The perpetrator of the fraud was never exposed with certainty. Cases have been built laying the blame on Dawson, Woodward, and a variety of other figures. Most interesting is the speculation that it might have been Arthur Conan Doyle, author of the Sherlock Holmes stories. Doyle was an amateur archaeologist and geologist who lived near the find and was an acquaintance of Dawson's. He was also known as a prankster. But other people who have examined the evidence conclude that it was probably Dawson himself that was the perpetrator. The mystery will probably never be solved.